from Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Arjun Tucker. It's Tuesday, November 11th. Coming up, a group of veterans is coming together this month to showcase their artwork. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Illinois Treasurer Michael Frerichs yesterday returned a long-lost Purple Heart medal to the family of a World War II veteran. The Purple Heart honors a member wounded or killed in battle. Army Rifleman James Bennett's medal was given to his niece in Oaklawn, where Bennett lived after the war. Frerichs says Bennett was part of the greatest generation and rarely spoke about his service to family members.
This generation served their country. They thought it was about service, and they came home and they didn't brag, they didn't discuss, and that's what makes it difficult sometimes to return these Purple Hearts.
Bennett was wounded twice during the war, once in France and again in Germany. Frerichs' office says it has so far returned 17 lost Purple Heart medals. States have taken different approaches to messaging about SNAP delays as the government shutdown continues. In some cases, that looks like partisan finger-pointing on government-run websites. Harvest Public Media's Molly Ashford reports.
Nebraska's Health and Human Services website displays a message from the governor blaming Democrats for the shutdown. In Illinois, a message on a state website says President Donald Trump and Republicans are to blame. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture homepage says Democrats shut down the government to give, quote, healthcare to illegals. Richard Painter, a law professor at the University of Minnesota, says some of that language could run afoul of federal anti-lobbying laws.
We're not paying taxpayer money to give to agencies to turn around and then put pressure on Congress. We're not paying for lobbying firms, for PR machine. We're paying for services.
Some states also have laws to prohibit the use of state resources to promote political causes. I'm Molly Ashford, Harvest Public Media.
Today is Veterans Day, and U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth, a veteran from Illinois, will soon mark 21 years since she was injured in the line of duty. Duckworth's Alive Day is this Wednesday, November 12th. On that day in 2004, she was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade while co-piloting a Black Hawk helicopter. Speaking on the 21st show, the senator says she approaches the day with gratitude.
I call each one of my buddies and thank them for saving my life and tell them that I wake up every day trying to honor the sacrifices they made to save me, and try to honor, with what I do every day here.
Duckworth lost both of her legs in the attack. She says a few weeks ago she had to have one of her amputations revised at Walter Reed Hospital. Several top Illinois Democrats oppose a plan to reopen the federal government, but not Senator Dick Durbin. Capital News Illinois reports Durbin is one of eight Democratic senators who supports ending the shutdown. The plan does not include health care tax credits Democrats sought. Governor J.B. Pritzker said the plan is based on an empty promise by Senate Republicans to hold a vote over the tax credits. Many Democrats believed the shutdown gave their party leverage to pressure Republicans to cave into supporting the credits. It's the second time this year Durbin and Pritzker have been at odds over a federal funding plan. Still to come, a group of veterans is coming together this month to showcase their artwork. That story is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Today, look for partly cloudy skies, blustery winds, and a chance of snow flurries with a high of 45 degrees, a south wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 35 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 33 degrees, a west wind 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 56 degrees, west wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low of 32 degrees, a west wind 5 to 10 miles per hour. And for Thursday, mostly sunny with a high of 59 degrees, with a southwest wind 5 to 10 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st show, two conversations for Veterans Day. A group of women who served on the camaraderie they found and the challenges they faced, both in the service and back in civilian life. Plus the story of Native Americans in the armed forces through the life of the late Lakota warrior William Smith. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Arjun Tucker. A group of veterans is coming together this month to showcase their artwork. If All the Sky Were Art is running through the end of November at the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. The art show was inspired by If All the Sky Were Paper, a play that also opens this month. Phil String is producing the play. He came up with the idea alongside Sam Smith, the director of civic engagement and social practice at Cranard. Kimberly Schofield sat down with the two men to learn more.
Can you tell me a little bit about where the idea for If All This Sky Were Art came from?
I think, actually, it was Sam's idea. I was telling him about the show that we're doing, and he said, what if you get a bunch of artists who are veterans and we have the space, right?
Imagine that. I'll take some of that credit.
Yeah.
A couple years ago, Phil and I installed a show at Granite Center in this area, this space we call The Spot, the former gift shop there. And we installed a show called Ukraine, The Heart of Resilience. I've known Phil a long time, and I love his love of theater and the arts.
That's, only 40 years.
That's how we met. That's not such a long time.
No. And Phil, are you? Did you say you're a veteran?
No, I am not.
You're an artist.
My dad was a veteran of World War II, and I am an artist. You know, so we decided, well, I'll try to find veteran artists, and I knew at least one or two. And then I just asked around in various people in various groups. So I got a couple through the vault in Tuscola and others, just friends of friends.
What's it like working at Cranard, having people who are outside of Cranard assist with something like this?
It's really hopeful and beautiful. I'm thinking about when we put up the Ukraine photography exhibit, the people that were involved. There were students that were involved in doing work on campus. There were people in the community that have been around for a long time and that were doing different kinds of work around the, you know, the war in Ukraine. So it was like a really lovely group of people. It is nice to get outside of the bubble of wherever you are and sort of listen to other minds and how they think. There's a little risk involved. It is very beautiful, very important to bring in other perspectives. And I think that is, in fact, part of the core mission of the Cranard Center is to create spaces where that kind of mixing and mashing of ideas and interest and artistry happens. We focus primarily on music, dance, theater, and production. But I think opportunities like this to, I mean, Phil's been in this community for a long time and has been promoting theater for a very long time and is a very important part of that landscape.
To work with other people is always what's great. And, and it reaches new people. And the Ukraine exhibit was fun because I could see how that went out and touched a lot of people. And you know, that's one of the things about theater. I mean, it's it reaches people, and we do get involved with a lot of theater that has a meaning in the current life that we're living. It's just great to be out and involved.
Sam, is there anything that you hope the public gets from attending this event at Cranard, being it surrounding Veterans Day and surrounding a show about veterans?
There's been a lot of public discourse around veterans and wars and where we are as a nation. And I'm very excited about the play. I'm very excited for us to sort of consider who we have been and who these people have been and the kinds of great sacrifices they have made for us. And I think... This is maybe a little lofty, right? But we often think about the arts in terms of, like, can you make a living? And I think about an artist like Michael Sherfield, who is a photographer, is a painter, is a dancer, and Michael's presence in this community and the kind of life that he has made post his service. And I just think it's like a really beautiful, you know, it's a really beautiful testimony to sort of the value of the arts and the importance of the arts in individual lives, but also in the lives of our community. We live in like an arts and culture rich community. The opportunity to do these kinds of things and, you know, to be at a place like Cranard Center where all of these different kinds of experiences are available to people. So I hope people come and say, you know, hey, this is really lovely. I'd like to meet these people. I'd like to do an exhibit someplace as well, or they might be inspired to do their own work, you know. I mean, I hope folks come and think about what this moment calls for from all of us, and maybe think about, you know, what can we do in this moment.
The art is on display through the end of November. And a note, the Krannert Center for the Performing Arts is a financial supporter of Illinois Public Media. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Orellana. Reporting today contributed by Mawa Iqbal, Molly Ashford, Capital News Illinois, Arjun Tucker, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Arjun Tucker. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.